What I'm gonna do is tell you a story about a truck driver. It's Rel Sovine's story. It's called The Legend of Big Joe and Phantom 309. Well, you have to bring the lights down. Yeah, I'm gonna take off my coat. We have something, maybe a powder blue, Wes. See, I happened to be back on the East Coast a few years back. Well, I was just trying to make me a buck, and times like they are, times got hard, and Christ, I got down on my luck. And I got tired of just roaming and bumming around, and so I started thumbing my way back to my old hometown. You know, I made quite a few miles in the first couple of days. Christ, I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But that third night, I got myself stranded. And it was a cold, lonely crossroads, and the rain was pouring down. I mean to tell you, I was a hungry and tired, freezing. In fact, I don't caught a chill. But about that time, the lights of an old semi talked to you. My goodness, you should have seen me smile when I heard them air brakes come on. And I climbed up into that cab where I knew it'd be warm. And at the wheel sat a big man. Christ, he must have weighed 210. He stuck out a big hand and he said with a grin, "Big Joe's the name. And this here rig's called Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He just turned to me and said, "Why, son, don't you know this here rig will put them all to shame? Because there ain't a driver on this or any other line for that matter that seen nothing but the taillights of Big Joe and Phantom 309. So we rode and we talked a better part of the night. We rolled along. Yeah. I told my stories. Joe told his. Till the lights of a truck stop mysteriously rolled into sight. And Joe turned to me and said, "I'm sorry, son, but I'm afraid this is just as far as you go, because I'm afraid I gotta be making a turn just up the road a piece." But I'll be damned, he didn't toss me a dime as he threw it low and said, "Go on in there and get yourself a hot cup of coffee on, Big Joe." I mean to tell you, when Joe and his rig pulled off into the night, nothing flat that was clean out of sight. I walked into the old stop. Well, I ordered me up a cup of mud, saying Big Joe's setting this dude up. But it got so deathly quiet in that place, could have heard a pin drop. And the waiter's face turned kind of pale. I said, "What's the matter? Did I say something wrong?" I kind of said with a halfway grin. And he said, "No, son. It'll happen every now and then. Because every driver in here knows Big Joe's son, but let me be telling you just what happened about 10 years ago. Out there at that cold, lonely crossroads, where you flagged Joe down, well, there was a whole busload of kids coming from school, and they were right in the middle when Joe topped the hill, and it could have been slaughtered, something. Joe turned his wheels. Jackknife. Well, they went into a skid, and well, folks around here say he gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And out there at that cold, lonely crossroads, well, they're saying it was the end of the line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But it's funny, you know, because every now and then, when there's kind of a big buttery moon, and it's all melted off to one side, well, they say that old Joe will stop and give you a ride. So here, son," he said to me, "you get yourself another cup of coffee. It's on the house. Well, now I want you to hang on to that dime, though. Yeah, I want you to hang on to that dime and I want you to keep it as kind of a souvenir. Yeah, you keep that dime as kind of a souvenir of Big Joe and Phantom 309.